Hi everyone, welcome back to the Korea Herald's podcast. I'm Hong Yu, K-pop reporter from the Korea Herald, and today we're joined by our copy editor, Alice Yoon. Hi Alice.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how about you?
Pretty good. Yeah, outside it's a little bit hazy with the yellow dust.
How has your week been so far? Today's Tuesday, by the way.
Yeah, it's pretty uneventful, which is good.
Okay. 네, 그러면 저희 오늘 같이 함께 다뤄볼 기사는 학령 인구 절벽 영향으로 교사 수를 줄인다는 내용의 기사를 다뤄볼 건데요. 영어 제목은 Korea to cut number of teachers amid diminishing student numbers가 되겠습니다. 그러면 저희 기사 원문부터 읽고 돌아오도록 하겠습니다.
Korea to cut number of teachers amid diminishing student numbers. Amid administrative efforts to increase the annual enrollment quota for medical schools that sparked a mass walkout of doctors across the country, the government said it would reduce the number of school teachers going forward, citing a decline in student numbers. The enrollment quota for teachers' colleges, which has remained unchanged for 13 years, will be reduced by 12%, the education ministry said. The reduction plan comes amid rising concerns over the employment of teachers as the number of graduates from teaching colleges exceeds the number of teaching places available at elementary schools. The number of newly hired teachers this year declined by over 50% compared to 2014, but the enrollment quota for related universities has remained stable over the same period. The acceptance rate for the appointment of new teachers fell to 43.6% this year, down from 63.9% in 2018. This appointment crisis comes as more than 150 elementary schools across the nation had no new first graders enrolling this year. Some 369,000 children enrolled at elementary school this year, the lowest number of new first graders since the government started recording such statistics in 1970.
네, 그래서 방금 읽어보신 기사를 좀 요약을 해드리자면 출생에 따른 학령 인구 감소가 본격화되면서 신규 교사 채용 규모가 축소된 데에 이어 예비 교사를 길러내는 교육 대학교의 정원까지 줄어들게 됐다라는 내용을 다루고 있습니다. 그러면 제가 우리 커피 에디터한테 궁금한 게 있는데요. So, Elise, do you have any friends who work in the teaching industry?
Yes, of course.
Have they talked about how they see like a decreasing number of students?
Yeah, I've heard. I don't have like statistics, mm-hmm. but I've heard from people how the number of students young students especially mm-hmm. has decreased in just a few years in mm-hmm. classrooms mm-hmm. that they've been teaching in.
Mm-hmm. So how about the number of foreign teachers teaching English in schools? Have that number also seen a decrease as well?
It is sort of, as far as I understand, mm-hmm. kind of plateaued mm-hmm. In recent years. But I haven't seen numbers since like 2021 mm-hmm. because of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So I heard that it kind of peaked out, I'm not sure when it was like, a few years before the pandemic mm-hmm. and then declined and then kind of plateaued. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure. Yeah, in terms of this, I'm thinking of like mm-hmm. People who have the E2 English teaching visa.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. 그래서 저희 방금 이제 커피 에디터 앨리스한테 이제 외국인 교사들의 수도 또 변화가 있었는지 좀 여쭤봤는데요. 근간의 그 트렌드 본인이 생각하는 그런 트렌드에 대해서 지금 말씀을 해주셨습니다. 네, 그럼 첫 번째 문장부터 같이 보도록 하겠습니다. Amid administrative efforts to increase the annual enrollment quota for medical schools that sparked the mass walkout of doctors across the country. 연간 의대 정원 의대 입학 정원을 늘리고자 하는 행정적인 노력이 전국적으로 대규모 의사 파업을 일으킨 와중에 the government said it would reduce the number of school teachers going forward, citing a decline in student numbers. 학생들 수의 감소를 이유로 들면서 정부는 학교 선생님들의 수를 줄이겠다고 말했다가 되겠습니다. 여기서 처음 같이 볼 단어는 administrative, 관리상의 또는 행정상의 라는 뜻을 갖고 있는 단어인데요.
Yeah, so administrative is pretty much what you just said. So it's like connected with organizing the work of a business or an institution. You can say like that person does administrative work in this company or that person is an administrative assistant. That's their job title. Or you could even say there was an administrative error or mistake, meaning that there was some kind of mistake with paperwork, managing paperwork.
So administration is in the noun form, and this would be an adjective?
Oh, yes, sorry, it's an adjective, right.
Okay, so the next word, enrollment. 이거는 저희가 뭐 학교에 입학하다 또는 뭐에 등록을 하다라고 표현을 할 때 입학, 등록이라는 뜻을 갖고 있는 단어가 되겠습니다.
Yes, so it's a noun, and it means the act of officially joining a course or a school. As well as the number of people who do that. So you could say, there could be an announcement, for example. Enrollment is the first week of September. Usually in the United States, schools start in the first week of September. So that would be when you join up, you register to be a student at the school. Or fees must be paid by the time of enrollment.
So I've got a question.
Yes.
So like when we start to work out, I go to the gym, right? And pay for my membership. Would that enrollment be used for that kind of situation or another word?
Well, I think enrollment seems to be a little bit more formal schooling. I would personally use like sign up or register. Sign up being like the least formal, then register, then enroll. So.
네, 그래서 방금 설명해 주셨듯이 enrollment는 조금 더 포멀한 상황에서 쓸 때 뭐 예를 들어서 학교 또는 기관에 입학 등록을 할 때 쓰는 단어가 되겠고요. 뭐 저희가 헬스장을 등록하다라는 그런 의미로 쓸 때는 sign up 또는 register라는 단어를 대신해서 쓰면 좋을 것 같습니다. 다음 단어는 workout, 파업이라는 뜻을 갖고 있는데요.
Yeah, so it's a noun. I mean, walk plus out, or to walk out of something is pretty obviously like a verb to leave some place. But as a noun, it means like a sudden strike by workers. I think, that's the first meaning. And then the second one is to suddenly leave a meeting as a protest against something. So because I think in some labor laws, like walkout and strike are actually differentiated from each other. A strike meaning like a collective action where everyone like decides to do to walk out, to stop working, right? But walkout could be like a less formal, like, you know, personally just walking out. I think in this case of the doctors, the medical industry walkout, I think it's more of, people are saying it's more of a personal kind of thing, right? So that's why I think they use the word walkout instead of strike.
그래서 방금 설명해 주신 게 walkout이라고 파업이 또 strike라는 단어랑 이렇게 같이 사용이 되기도 하는데 strike라는 단어는 대규모로 이제 조금 한 그룹으로서 이루어지는 그런 행동이라고 본다면 워크아웃은 개개인이 또 행할 수 있는 그런 행위를 말한다고 합니다. 그래서 그런 차이점을 알아두시면 좋을 것 같고요. 이어서 두 번째 문장 보도록 하겠습니다. The enrollment quota for teachers' colleges, which has remained unchanged for 13 years, will be reduced by 12%, the Education Ministry said. 여기서는 문장 끝에 부분부터 번역을 시작해 번역을 시작해 볼게요. 그래서 교육부가 말하기를 교대의 입학 정원 수가 13년 동안 변함없이 유지되고 있는데 그 정원 수가 12%로 줄어들 것이다 라고 말했다고 합니다. The reduction plan comes amid rising concerns over the employment of teachers. 이런 감소 전략 또는 계획은 선생님들의 취업난에 대한 걱정으로 인해서 나왔다. As the number of graduates from teaching colleges exceeds the number of teaching places available at elementary schools. 그것은 왜냐하면 초등학교에 As the number of graduates from teaching colleges exceeds the number of teaching places available at elementary schools. 초등학교에 고용 가능한 선생님들의 수보다 교육대학교를 졸업한 졸업자들의 수가 더 훨씬 뛰어넘기 때문이다 라고 이해하시면 되겠습니다. 첫 번째 단어는 employment, 고용 또는 취업이라는 뜻인데요.
Right, so it's a noun. Meaning work, especially when it is done to earn money, the state of being employed. So full-time employment, part-time employment, those are types of employment. You could say, I'm seeking employment. When there's a lack of employment, you could say, they are finding it more and more difficult to find employment. Mm-hmm. so it's also the situation in which people have work. So the government is aiming at full employment, for example.
네. Mm-hmm. 그럼 이어서 exceed, 특정한 수량을 넘다라는 뜻을 갖고 있는데요.
Right, it's a verb. Let's see. So to exceed something is to be greater than a particular number or amount.
Mm-hmm.
so you could say the price of apples in Korea has exceeded like 10,000 won for I think how many? Like one? I heard. I don't remember exactly the details, but.
Well, like, I think it was for like four.
Really?
Apples, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Are you sure?
10,000, right?
I think it was. Yeah, anyway. Anyway, or you could say, like, in general, like, the price of the price of apples should not exceed, let's say, 1,000 won per apple. It should not be greater than.
So. Is there any antonym to exceed?
Antonym?
That can substitute this word in one word, no?
Exceed. I haven't thought of an antonym, but I did think of a synonym. surpass.
Okay.
So surpass. You can think of it, a lot of times people use the word exceed with expectation, so that exceeded. The movie exceeded my expectations. It was really good.
그래서 방금 설명해 주시기를 exceed라는 단어, 그러니까 동사는 어떤 기대를 부응하다라는 표현을 할 때도 쓰는 단어라고 하니까 그것도 알아두시면 좋겠습니다. 그래서 특정한 수량이 아니라 또 기대를 부응하다라고 표현을 할 때도 쓴다라는 것을 알아두시면 좋겠고요. 이어서 다음 문장으로 넘어가 보겠습니다. The number of newly hired teachers this year declined by over 50% compared to 2014. 2014년에 비해서 올해 새롭게 고용된 선생님들의 수는 50% 넘게 함께 줄어들었다. But the enrollment quota for related universities have remained stable over the same period. 하지만 같은 기간 동안에 교육대학교에 입학한 입학자들의 수는 지속적으로 유지되어 왔다. The acceptance rate for the appointment of new teachers fell to 43.6% this year, down from 63.9% in 2018. 초등교원 임용시험 합격률이 43.6%로 올해 떨어졌고 그리고 이것은 2018년도에 63.9%에서부터의 하락이라고 볼 수 있다라고 적혀 있고요. Related, 뭐뭐에 관련된이라는 뜻을 갖고 있습니다.
Mm-hmm. So it's an adjective mm-hmm. meaning connected with something or somebody in some way.
Mm-hmm.
So those issues are closely related. That's a related question or a related subject. There are those two institutions are engaged in similar or related activities.
Mm-hmm.
So similar is a kind of mm-hmm. sort of close word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm related to my father
mm-hmm.
Is another way to use the word.
뭐뭐와 관련되어 있다라고 할 때 related 뒤에 to 붙여서 뭐뭐와 관련되어 있다라는 표현법으로 쓸 수 있고요.
Mm-hmm.
뭐 예를 들어서 let's say 뭐 제가 K-pop 분야에 있으니까 K-pop과 mm-hmm. 관련된이라고 표현을 할 때는 여기서는 이제 universities 앞에 쓰여서 이렇게 mm-hmm. 쓰였지만 mm-hmm. K-pop 뒤에 hyphen을 붙이고 related라고 하면은 K-pop 관련된이라는 표현으로도 쓸 수 있으니까
mm-hmm.
이렇게 문장의 구성을 좀 바꿔볼 수 있다는 것도 알아두시면 좋을 것 같습니다. 다음 단어는 acceptance, 제의 등을 받아들임 또는 수락이라는 뜻인데요.
Mm-hmm. Acceptance is a noun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to accept something means to receive it,
mm-hmm.
to say, okay, I'm going to receive this. So acceptance is the act of accepting a gift, an invitation, an offer. Let me see. So you might see something like in a letter, like say you applied for a job. And you get an offer to take the job, and you say, and the letter says, please confirm your acceptance of this offer in writing. So it's like, it can also mean the act of agreeing with something or approving of it. So the new laws have gained widespread acceptance. Yeah, in this article, in the sentence, the acceptance rate, I think it's referring more to the first meaning here.
Mm-hmm.
Like those who receive an offer,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the percentage of people who accept that offer is the acceptance rate.
Mm-hmm. 이어서 마지막 mm-hmm. 문장 같이 보도록 하겠습니다. Disappointment crisis comes as more than 150 elementary schools across the nation have no new first graders enrolling this year. 이러한 임용난은 전국적으로 150개 이상의 초등학교가 새롭게 입학하는 1학년 학생들이 없었기 때문이다. Some 369,000 children enrolled at elementary school this year, the lowest number of new first graders since the government started recording such statistics in 1970. 정부가 1990년도부터 이런 통계를 매기기 시작한 이후로부터 올해 최고로 적은 수의 1학년 입학생들이 있었다고 하는데요. 그게 올해는 36만 9천 명의 신입생들이라고 합니다. 그럼 여기서 statistics 통계라는 뜻을 갖고 있는 단어인데요.
Yeah, statistics is a noun, even though it has an S at the end. Mm-hmm. It comes as a plural like that. Mm-hmm. It means a collection of information shown in numbers. So you could say like the crime statistics for in Korea are relatively low. Or statistics show that people who smoke might have health problems at some point. Or these statistics are misleading, you know. So it's also, the word also means the science of collecting and analyzing statistics. So the field is also called statistics, like I guess 통계학, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And then you can take off the S and stay and say like just a statistic when you are talking about a piece of information shown in numbers. So an important statistic is that 94% of crime is related to property or something like that. Mm-hmm. One statistic.
그래서 이렇게 statistics 뒤에 S가 보통 붙어 있는데 S가 붙을 때는 통계를 나타내는 거고 저희가 만약에 끝에 S를 빼고 그냥 statistic이라고만 쓰면은 그거는 하나의 수치를 나타내는 거라고 설명을 해주셨습니다. 네, 그러면 저희 원문 다시 한번 읽고 돌아오도록 하겠습니다.
Korea to cut number of teachers amid diminishing student numbers. Amid administrative efforts to increase the annual enrollment quota for medical schools that sparked a mass walkout of doctors across the country, the government said it would reduce the number of school teachers going forward, citing a decline in student numbers. The enrollment quota for teachers' colleges, which has remained unchanged for 13 years, will be reduced by 12%, the education ministry said. The reduction plan comes amid rising concerns over the employment of teachers as the number of graduates from teaching colleges exceeds the number of teaching places available at elementary schools. The number of newly hired teachers this year declined by over 50% compared to 2014, but the enrollment quota for related universities has remained stable over the same period. The acceptance rate for the appointment of new teachers fell to 43.6% this year, down from 63.9% in 2018. This appointment crisis comes as more than 150 elementary schools across the nation had no new first graders enrolling this year. Some 369,000 children enrolled at elementary school this year, the lowest number of new first graders since the government started recording such statistics in 1970.
네, 저희 이번 팟캐스트는 이렇게 마무리하도록 하겠습니다. 저희는 다음 주 월요일에 새로운 에피소드로 돌아오도록 하겠습니다.
Bye! See you Monday!